Joining us now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have State Representative Josh Cutler, who's also an author. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, amateur historian is the title this morning.
Well, I know that you love history, and you've written a couple of books about it, and you've got a new book out, and this talks about Boston's anti-abolitionist riot. Now, I think most people, and maybe I'm making an assumption here, would be surprised, unless they're real historians, to know that there was slavery north of the Mason-Dixon line, and maybe not everybody in this part of the country was an abolitionist.
No, absolutely, and I was surprised, I think, when I first kind of dove into this subject matter, Christine, that in 1835 in Boston, this establishment was very much against the abolitionist movement. You know, and not perhaps so much because it was slavery; it had already been abolished. But very much Boston profited off of the slave trade and from their commercial relationships with southern states. So there was a lot of animosity and hostility towards the abolitionist movement. And within that grew, and Mariah Chapman, who's sort of the star of the book that we wrote about here, who's from Weymouth, so a lot of great South Shore connections here, really showed a lot of courage in standing up to the voices of the, mostly men in Boston at the time, who were very much very hostile towards their effort to free
slaves. It's interesting to see this. So you say it's 1835, and we hear violent mobs, racial unrest, attacks on the press. This isn't current day. This is the fall of 1835.
This is 1835, just to be very clear. I think it's safer to write about things that happened, over 100 years ago.
It sounds intriguing. You're going to be giving a book talk and a signing about this book, and this is tomorrow at the Whitman Public Library.
Yeah, that's correct. The Boston Gentleman's Mob, it's Mariah Chapman and the Abolition Riot of 1835. And again, I'll be at the Whitman Library tomorrow at 11 a.m. talking about the book and the role of Mariah Chapman, the South Shore woman who was so courageous in the face of this mob that really tried to quiet and to silence the voices of the women who were really among the leading voices, for abolition at that time.
Now, what about William Lloyd Garrison? Is it true that there was an attempt to tar and feather him?
So they did, yeah. In fact, the cover of my book is an image that was done of showing the mob attacking William Lloyd Garrison, the publisher of the Liberator newspaper and the well-known abolitionist, and trying to drag him to the Frog Pond in Boston Common to tar and feather him. He was actually saved at sort of the last moment and brought to the city jail for his own protection. And so it's quite a story. There's car chases, not cars, but horse carriage chases and narrow escapes.
Women causing problems. Always to read about that.
Yeah, so there's a lot of drama back in 1835 in the early days of the abolitionist movement.
Now you have a couple other main characters. Who is Susan Paul?
Susan Paul was an African-American woman who was very prominent in her own right. Her father was Reverend Paul, who helped to found the African Methodist Church in Boston, which is now the museum up on Beacon Hill there. And so she was a leading voice as well, along with Mariah Chapman and a small group of women who banded together and formed a Boston Female Anti-Slavery Society to speak up against slavery. And they were the powerful voices at that time, really, along with William Lloyd Garrison and a select number of abolitionists speaking out. And the one thing that's interesting, Christina, about this whole, I think we think of mobs as sort of the ruffians. Mm-hmm. And at this time, really, the people that were out on the streets, with the pitchforks, literally or not, were the elite of Boston, the bankers, the tradesmen, the merchants, who were so upset with this nascent abolitionist movement because it sort of threatened their commercial and mercantile interests with southern states.
So do we had an economy that was somehow cross-fertilized with, say, like southern cotton, et cetera?
Cotton.
With all the mills up in this area.
All the textile mills, we relied on cotton cultivated with slave labor.
Another interesting part of history.
So, yeah, a lot of interesting threads.
So now tell our listeners again the title of this book and where you're going to be tomorrow.
Sure, it's The Boston Gentleman's Mob, and the subtitle is Mariah Chapman and the Abolition Riot of 1835. And I'll be at the Whitman Public Library tomorrow on Saturday at 11 a.m. in the community room doing a book talk and signing, and love to hear from folks and have people stop by.
That's great. Now, if people can't get there, but they're still interested in possibly getting a copy of your book and reading more about that, what's a website that they can go to?
Yeah, so it's Josh S. Cutler, which has all my as opposed to joshcutler.com, joshscutler.com, which has all of my author events, and it's also available on Amazon and at the Barnes & Noble in Hingham and other Barnes & Noble locations.
That is terrific. And again, we've been speaking with Josh Cutler, of course, state rep and author, and his new book, The Boston Gentleman's Mob. And of course, a woman plays a prominent role in this, what, Mariah Chapman.
Correct.
I love it. We'll have this interview up online, too.
Great. Thank you.